Later today, we get the always highly anticipated FOMC decision. This will be the Fed's final meeting for 2024, and the market will be paying close attention to see what the central bank has to say. Heading in, the overwhelming consensus is calling for the Fed to cut rates 25 basis points. So, short of any major surprises here, the actual rate cut won't be what rocks the boat. Instead, the market will be tuning in to see what the outlook looks for in 2025. Recent economic data has certainly been stronger overall, supporting the idea that the Fed could shift its tone towards the hawkish side. The market is still expecting some rate cuts next year, but given how things have been playing out in the economy, there could be a growing case for the Fed to not do anything at all in 2025. And so the key thing to focus in on is whether there are any messages around the Fed moving towards a prolonged pause on rates, either from the Fed chair himself or in the dot plot. As far as the dot plot goes, it was showing an expectation for 4 cuts next year, so it'll be interesting to see if there are any tweaks that show less hikes given the better economic data, the incoming administration, and ongoing concerns around inflation. If we do see a Fed that leans a little more hawkish with less rate cuts showing in 2025, look for the US dollar to run higher as yield differentials move further in the buck's favor. At the same time, this news won't likely be as kind to the equity markets, where there is always a hope the Fed will lean more accommodative than less. That's all for now.